this special edition of Frequency Matters, the RF Microwave Update series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host Gary LaRood and special guest Abhishek Kapoor, Vice President of Sales at Anokiwave. Welcome.
Thank you, Pat.
Welcome back, I should say. You've been here a few times, usually giving us a quarterly update in the beginning of the year and then again at IMS.
Absolutely. Pleased to be here and would love to share more about what we are seeing in the market.
So can you tell us what's new in the marketplace in the millimeter wave application since the last year that you were here?
Absolutely. So 2019 was a very, very exciting year. And this was the year when reality really took place and things that we were envisioning 4 or 5 years ago and everything that we were waiting for really become real. And to us, this is just the beginning. In terms of IC volume, we saw a massive increase in the IC volume, and that's largely by being driven by the pull in the market in the millimeter wave side, primarily using active antenna architectures. I remember a couple of years back, someone mentioned that millimeter wave markets are expected to grow at about 4 times the rate of sub-6 gigahertz market. From our vantage point, that is actually much higher. We are seeing a growth that is much larger than 4 times the growth. That's largely being driven by a lot of activity in the 5G SATCOM and radar market. On the 5G side, from a newsworthy standpoint, you must have noticed that Verizon said that they have deployed 30 cities across the U.S. already with millimeter wave 5G systems, and they plan to have up to 60 cities by the end of this year. In addition to densifying the network where they already have a network, there are a lot of UE manufacturers now coming out with UEs which have millimeter wave 5G enabled in them. So the market is becoming very real. There is a very clear demand for that. And to give you a preview of what's to come in future, there were $10 billion raised in the FCC auctions for 3 bands, the 24 band, 39 band, and 47 gigahertz band. This is in addition to the $4 billion that were already raised in the years before. That's $14 billion spent by operators just to acquire the spectrum. So there is a certain return on investment these guys are expecting, and that is driving the whole market now into a very high activity mode. There were some players who started early, but now everyone is scrambling to get into the market to have the millimeter wave products ready. Anokiwave is positioned well. We have 3 generations of ICs that we are shipping in very high volume already. In the 5G market, a large portion of the radio systems that are deployed out there use Anokiwave ICs today in over there. Then within the 5G area itself, there is an explosion of the use cases. It all started with fixed wireless access or macro base stations, but now there are other use cases like the small cells or indoor repeaters, CPEs, and other use cases that are coming up. And this is where the scalability of an architecture becomes more important, where you want to be able to scale up or down your design depending on what you're trying to do, and time to market is important. That's something that Anokiwave enables with the architecture choices. So in general, for 5G market, the skeptics are now finally getting challenged that this market is real, but that's 50% of the equation, honestly. SATCOM is the other area where the big players like SpaceX's of the world with 300 satellites, OneWeb's with 40 satellites up in the LEO orbits, and Amazon following behind them, Telesat very close to actually starting the deployment. SATCOM is picking up, and Anokiwave is the only company today which has phased array beamforming IC solutions in both KU and KA band being commercially offered. And honestly, these ICs are being used to build equipment on the SATCOM system. And on the radar side, with the military spending and other things, we are already seeing a pretty high uptick. We don't put all the parts on the website, and they tend to be custom or one-on-one with each customer, but that's a big area of growth. So overall, millimeter wave has been fantastic, and for us, this is just the beginning.
So in addition to these market trends, tell us more about what's been going on at Anokiwave.
Yeah, so this growth in millimeter wave market has translated directly into growth for Anokiwave. We actually recently did a study with an outside consultant, and what the conclusion was that today Anokiwave is the highest volume supplier of millimeter wave silicon core ICs commercially used for building 5G and SATCOM radios. That was a pretty eye-opening moment for us and a proud moment for us, but that speaks to some of the choices that we made a long time ago as a company. So we are that translates into growth for us as a company at an engineering level, operational level, and other areas. From our company standpoint, we doubled the space in our Boston office, or doubled our Boston team, I would say, early last year. And early this year, we have tripled our San Diego office, and this is in addition to the new design center we have opened up in Austin, and there's more to come in terms of design centers and other things. We are growing as a company, and there's a massive demand that we have to support and new product generations that we have to support. From a product standpoint, we released our third generation of 5G ICs early last year, and second generation of our SATCOM ICs. All those ICs are in full volume production and are already being used by Tier 1 and Tier 2 OEMs across the globe. So that is playing a very key part in the 5G systems out in the market. As part of our third generation 5G ICs, we also introduce IF up and down converters. So that we call that as IF ICs. That allows now our customers to build a complete array level solution which is optimized for performance. Mm-hmm. Instead of coming up with just an IF IC just for the sake of coming up with IFIC, the goal is how can we provide an optimized array-level performance that helps our customer at their system level. And that's what we are trying to do. All in all, with all the design wins we have, the volumes we are shipping today, we believe that we are the trusted choice of Tier 1 and Tier 2 OEMs today in the market. Mm-hmm. And we continue to maintain that position as we go forward.
Yeah, we've did a survey ourselves of all the companies in this market, and we identified at least 25 companies. I think a few years ago, it probably would have been a handful.
Yeah.
So the hot market is really growing. A lot of competition. How do you differentiate your products in this market?
In my mind, it comes down to three things, and I'll talk about all those three things. The number one is the foresight and culture that no one can take away from us, which is we saw this market coming years before anyone else. And I think I've mentioned this before on some of the interviews, we were called the crazies who were going after the millimeter wave market, investing in silicon, investing in phased arrays. But we persisted because we saw this becoming a reality. So that speaks to the vision that we have and the choices we make in terms of technical architectures, the key performance indicators, and other things to provide a solution that's appropriate for the market. Our goal is not to just develop an IC just for the sake of developing it, like integrating more stuff just because we can do it, but looking at what the market really needs. And that foresight is something that has really differentiated an OKiWave, and our persistence to continue and take on risks and come up with a solution even when the entire market is thinking differently. That's one thing that really differentiates and is reflected in the kind of products an OKiWave offers. Now, talking about the kind of products, performance is a big, big thing. Mm-hmm. Going through three generations of ICs for 5G and SATCOM has given us a very accelerated learning curve that most companies have not yet gone through. In like any new technology, there is a learning curve that you have to go through. Most companies who are starting now to come up with 5G ICs are going through what we were going through 5 years ago, if you think about it. And having gone through that learning curve, having gone through the operational structures of delivering such high volume, we are able to provide ICs that are really high performance and can meet the cost targets. So just to highlight some of the things, in terms of overall IC performance, and OKiWave provides one of the best performing ICs or highest performing ICs that are already being used instead of a promise of a future. We have delivered, not promised, delivered more than 95% cost reduction to our customers over these three generations, and we have pretty aggressive targets going forward. We come out with a new generation every year. We have finished Gen 3, we are onto our Gen 4 and planning for Gen 5, so we are not stopping or slowing down our pace at this time. In addition to the RF performance, we integrate a lot of digital functionality within our ICs itself, and things like zero calibration, which basically means that any array built using an OKiWave IC does not require calibration. That's a completely revolutionary concept. Some of our customers have told us this is going to change the way phased array designs are done in the industry. And this thinks about things at a system level, assembly level, operations level. Kinetic green, a very simple feature that saves up to 33% power dissipation. That, for an operator, translates to, just from a study that we did, it translates to, like, on the eastern half of the country, if all the base stations were built using an OKiWave ICs, just this feature itself is going to save enough power to power 82,000 U.S. homes for a year. Wow. So that's the level of innovation that we are willing to do. We are building a lot of digital tools inside the IC that makes it easy to use, more configurable, and remotely accessible. Then one of the most important things I will say that differentiates us is the reality versus the PowerPoint presentation. Like what we are seeing in the market is a lot of competitors coming in because now they're seeing, oh, wow, there's a lot of money involved here, so we have to participate. So let's come up with one generation IC. And so a common phrase we keep hearing is we are one spin away from the product that we need. We are just one spin away. Everything that Anokhi Wave offers, we have developed, released, and are shipping today. We don't believe in the idea of showing you a nice shiny object for future just to keep you interested, but in delivering what we are saying that goes back to our value system, make commitments, meet commitments. We make a certain commitment and we will deliver it to you instead of just promising. And we encourage our customers every time not to get caught up into this game of specmanship. Oh, my P1DB is better than your P1DB. Let's put our ICs and anyone else's ICs together, build an array, and let's see at a system level what the performance is. Who needs a heat sink? Who does not need a heat sink? And all those different things. And our customers are realizing that. There were customers initially who went with some of the bigger players because the names were well recognized and so on. But all of those customers have come back to us. It delays their design cycle, but they're all realizing what the performance and cost of Anokhi Wave is able to offer. And then it comes down to the commercial long-term path. Having delivered 95% cost reduction is a big credibility factor when a company is making a choice of who they can work with long-term. So all in all, that's what we think really differentiates us. We are the only company doing ICs in all millimeter wave 5G bands, all SATCOM bands, and engaged in the aerospace and defense world, which allows us to leverage economies of scale and features and functionality from one segment to another.
Well, that's very impressive. And without asking you to share your secret technology roadmap, what can you tell us about what we can expect to see in the coming months?
So as I mentioned before, Anokhi Wave comes up with a new generation of ICs every year. We finished Gen 3. We are on to our Gen 4, which is going to be available this year. Plus, we are already in works of planning for Gen 5 part. So that cadence is not going anywhere. We will continue to come up with that. Mm-hmm. And with each generation, we are going to improve the performance and reduce the cost. So that's number one thing. Second is we are going to go across the entire array level solution to provide ICs, enabling ICs that make the array level solution more optimized and well performing. We are an IC company at heart, and that's what we intend to do. A lot of people start confusing us, oh, is Anokhi Wave building antenna arrays or are we providing the full radio? No, we are an IC company. Our customers are the antenna folks. They are the ones providing, and we want to enable them, not compete with them. And that's what we are going to be providing to them as we go through this. To pursue this goal, we are also working with a lot of partners already. We have not made a lot of these names public intentionally, but that allows us to offer solution all the way down to baseband processor, all the way up to RF. So with an Anokhi Wave, you can be pretty assured that you will have an optimized solution throughout your signal chain, throughout your array level solution as we go. And last but not the least, what I will say is we will continue to deliver what we say we are going to deliver. So that's the value, that's the commitment we are going to live by, and not just make promises just for the sake of getting someone's interest.
Well, it's a very impressive story. I can remember when Nitin left MACOM to start Anokhi Wave, and at that point it was the vision was being a design house, and then, as you say, you got the vision of where the millimeter wave market was going. You started investing. I think one of the things that's impressed me the most is the talented team that you've brought together, technical superiority as well as strategic thinking, and you really have positioned yourself as a leader in this market. So congratulations.
Thank you. Our HR team, I can say, is very, very busy just hiring the number of people. And to be honest, even with the number of people we are hiring, one thing that we don't give up on is our selectivity. We tend to be extremely selective in who joins Anokhi Wave, but on the same hand, we have one of the highest, if not the highest, retention rate of our folks. So it's a great place to be, and thank you for saying that.
Well, it's understandable people would like to work there. It's a tremendous opportunity in the market. Yeah. You maybe see that once or twice in a generation.
Yes.
So Abhishek, thank you very much for coming by, spending part of your morning with us, and giving us an update on Anokhi Wave.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.